Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Each other biologically, to the earth chemically, to the rest of the universe atomically.
I think nature's imagination is so much greater than man's. He's never gonna let us relax.
We live in an in-between universe where things change all right, but according to patterns, rules.
Was the talkradio.nyc encore broadcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Now for the live shows. Professional serving community. talkradio.nyc.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Good morning, good evening, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. As always, I am so pleased that you are all here with us today. We've got another amazing show in store for you today with a truly remarkable woman that I can't wait to introduce to you. But first, of course, we have my little section from my book, Everyday Awakening, which why don't we get to that right away so we can get moving. So this section is called We Find Our Voice When We Share Our Words, Our Actions, and Our Presence. We often hear people talk about finding their voice, but what exactly does it mean? Our voice is not about how we pronounce our words or the content we share. Finding our voice means showing up and then, through our actions and in what we say, convey what we are here and have something to share. Finding your voice is not about talking a lot or telling someone what to do. It's about courage, about standing out from the crowd and allowing our light to shine on others for a few moments. It is definitely not about ego or about how great we are. It comes down to being humble and brave and sharing what we've learned for ourselves. Using our voice means showing up when we commit to showing up and sharing our spirit and energy with those who choose to listen to us. What we say may or may not touch people. It may or may not inspire people. What we say may mean something very deep to another person, or it may mean nothing at all to anyone except ourselves. It means we speak our truth regardless of who we're talking to or what they think of it. You can speak your truth in many different ways. We speak our truth through our actions and our presence as much as we speak it with our voice. Is there something in your life you feel the need to share? Is there some place in your life you can express yourself where you have not expressed yourself before. So this section of my book, I can't remember when I wrote it, but it probably was quite a long time ago. And I believe I was kind of referring to when I first became the conscious consultant. And I know I've told the story a couple of times on my show, but it's probably been a long time since I've told the story. But I think it's sort of important to get the gist of it, of why I'm saying, you know, finding our voice, it's more than just our words. So I had gone through a period in life that was very difficult when I was first put on my spiritual path back when I was in college and shortly after college. And then I removed myself from it because it got too crazy. And for a long time, I was just drifting and not knowing what I was doing. And I just became an entrepreneur. I was just focused on making money and having a decent life. And then I started taking some healing workshops and learning different modalities, not because I ever in a million years thought I would become a healer, but more just for my own healing. But then, of course, as tends to happen, there was that one healing workshop where you learn that one methodology and they pair you up with someone else in the class and you work with them and they have some amazing experience because of what you do. And that happened to me. And I was like, well, what do I do with this? I mean, obviously, this is not just for myself. Obviously, it's not just for me to help heal. But I'm a business guy. I'm a consultant. I'm a coach. I mean, I'm not a healer. And I kind of sat with it for a little bit. And then the idea came to me, well, you're still kind of a consultant. You're just a different kind of consultant. And that's when the conscious consultant was born. And it was the idea that I still work with people. I still guide people. I still help people. But I do it from a different perspective and a different angle. And I just remember that night I had dinner with my wife out and talking in a restaurant and kind of came up with it. And I was like, okay, if this is my truth, then I have to live into it. And the next day I went on my LinkedIn profile and I changed my title from, you know, coach or consultant to the conscious consultant. And I put it out there like right away and I decided I'm going to own it. And then a couple of years later, I got the radio station. I was like, well, if I'm going to run the station, I got to do my own show. And then I started doing the Conscious Consultant Hour. And then I created a website, theconsciousconsultant.com. And then I started doing all kinds of stuff underneath it, underneath that umbrella. And so finding my voice was not just about telling people I'm the conscious consultant. I mean, what does that mean? But it was taking the action. It was like being public about it and putting it out there and saying, this is my truth now. Like, I'm not just a regular business guy. I'm not your normal, hey, let's, you know, figure out the best strategy for you to have your business. No, for me, it was about learning to feel people's energy and see where they're repeating the same energetic patterns and what do we need to do to get them unstuck. And I remember back in the days when I was producing the shows, there were these three coaches who would do a show called The Dudes of Disruption. You can still catch some episodes on the website if you want to listen to it on talkradio.nyc. And I remember there was this one episode where they used to do these episodes where they'd have the rules of being a dude, right? These are the rules they lived by. And so I think the first rule or one of the top three rules was know your higher purpose. And it was almost like it was ready to drop in because as soon as they said it, I thought about it for a split second and boom, I knew what my higher purpose was. It was to help with the unfoldment of consciousness on the planet. And from that moment on, everything I did had to line up with that purpose in some way, shape, or form. So yes, I may say, yeah, that's what my purpose is. But to share my voice is not just to share those words, but to share the action of it, to look at what I do, and is this really in alignment with what I'm all about? And to this day, I mean, I still learn this lesson. You know, last year, I spent a lot of time developing this podcasting course called Podcast Your Passion. And I launched it and I did the beta class and everyone in it really loved it. And then I was going to launch, do an official launch with JV partners and everything. And I didn't get anyone to sign up. And I had to take a step back and say, you know, is this really how I want to share my voice? Is this where I want to put my energy? And after sitting with that for a little while, and then I had a conversation with this woman who's a coach, and she helped me to really see things. Well, what are you passionate about? And I mean, as much as I love doing this, and I'm not going to stop doing the radio station, I'm not going to stop helping people have their own show and get their voice out there. But doing a podcasting class, was that really where I wanted to put my energy? And the answer was no, it wasn't. And so I had to take a step back and really sit with things and kind of figure out, well, what really do I want to do? And so you're going to start hearing about me talk about this more and more. I'm doing some market research calls now, but I'm going to start doing work in an industry that I actually really love, the industry of psychedelics. And, you know, I've had guests come on and talk about things like ayahuasca and MDMA and the healing properties of them. But I decided I'm going to focus on creating an integration program, not so much focused on the medicine, because there's so many people focused on serving the medicine, but focused on, like, after you go to a ceremony, after you've had some big experience, how do you integrate that into your day-to-day life? How do you make that something that really changes who you are? And so that resonates with me. That's in alignment with the unfoldment of consciousness on the planet. That's finding my voice. And so when you think about finding your voice, don't think about it in terms of just the words you say or what you talk about. Finding your voice is about finding your truth. It's about figuring out, what are you here for? What lights you up? What lights up your spirit, your soul, that makes you just happy to be alive? And finding your voice is about embodying that in your daily life, in your business life, in your personal life, in your avocation, in your vocation. It's about being courageous, being humble about it, but being courageous to own it. Because deep down inside, in our hearts of hearts, we know that's what we're really here to do. So that's what I encourage you to do. So this little section of my book, it's called We Find Our Voice When We Share Our Words, Our Actions, and Our Presence. You've heard me talk a lot about presence on this show. More is gain from people feeling our presence than hearing our words. So let's not forget about just how we show up and the presence we have when we walk into a room. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you got something out of that. Again, that's from my book, Everyday Awakening. You are more powerful than you know. You can get it at www.everydayawakeningbook.com. That'll just take you to the listing on Amazon. And if you like me and you love to support the small independent bookstores, just go to there. And if they don't have it, ask them to order it for you. We're in major distributors, so any bookstore can get the book. So please go out there and, you know, hey, makes a great present for a friend too. All right. So now, without further ado, it is my pleasure to welcome to the show my guest, healer and spiritual teacher, Radhavi Ram. Radhavi is a spirit-based indigenous healer. For 30 years, she has supported over 2,000 clients to live in inner peace in spite of their circumstances. After Radhavi's self-healing, she was shown her medicine bag from previous lifetimes. Through her self-healing experiences and together with her gifts, she recognized that her purpose is to assist others to break free from the code of human conditioning, just as she did. Clients have said that one session with Radhavi is like months of traditional therapy, and she is an amazing woman. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Radhavi.
Hi, Sam. It's so good to be here and to hear you express from your book. We could have had a whole conversation. The whole podcast could be about our expression from what you started. So that is great.
Yeah, it's so funny. I mean, I'm not cherry picking these sections. I'm just going one by one in order of how they are in the book, yet somehow they're always so in alignment with who my guest is that day and what the conversation is about. So, Radhavi, what I'd love to start off doing, we just probably have a couple of minutes before our first break, is just to give people a little bit of your background, of sort of how you came to your own inner healing. Like, have you always been very connected to spirit? Is this something that came to you later in life? Like, how did that unfold?
You know, when I was 4 years old, I went to Sunday school because that's the only church we went to, Sunday school, 4 years. I'll never forget that. And I heard about God and Jesus. And I heard about God is in heaven. So I realized he's above me. He's up there. And I've, for years, I would look in heaven to find God. Mm. However, in my own evolution, I have come to the place where God is that golden thread in the tapestry of my life. Mm. And God isn't really up there. I've discovered where God really is. Mm. And God is in all of us. Yeah. God is here. And it was a journey, but it held me there. So I've had a spiritual thought and thinking, moving away from, you know, creating successful business and moving. That wasn't my calling, right? And I felt that was not enough. And so it's important to follow our soul's agreement. Mm. And we live in the mystery, and when the time and we're evolving, we're moving on the path of truth, the mystery unveils itself at the appropriate time.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, okay, the next step is this. Oh, wow. So here I am in my next step. You know the next mystery, where the next step is going to be. So I am, like you said, I'm really in my pastime, as I told you, I was in the cave. I see that I'm coming up now to be more honest, to say I'm indigenous.
Wonderful.
To express why I'm really here more than I ever did, although I have been a real conscious person and I've been awakened to, you know, but it's a time of saying, I'm here. 3 years ago, I was shown that it came to me. This is the time when my soul is here on this planet. I had such a joy.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, my God, this is when COVID started. But I knew it wasn't about COVID. So I had no idea what it was about. But
okay,
let's
hold it there. Let's keep our audience on edge. So let's let them know what it's about after we come back from this short break.
Okay, very good.
So that we can get this out of the way, and then we'll continue on with that story. And I'd love to hear, like, yeah, what was it all about? And what are you here to really do for people? Okay, and we'll talk about your work.
Perfect.
Wonderful. So thank you so much. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc. And Wednesdays, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time on KMET out in Palm Springs, California. And we will be right back with my guest, Radhavi Ram, after these messages.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with healer and spiritual teacher, Radhavi Ram. And Radhavi, you know, one thing, she's one of my few guests I've actually met in person, because we met year before last?
In Asheville.
Yeah, last fall when I was down in Asheville, North Carolina. And I still have your card. I just want to show you. Sitting right here.
Beautiful.
So Radhavi, you were saying how, during the pandemic, you were like trying to figure out, you know, what are you here for? And so what came to you? Why are you here?
Well, I wasn't figuring it came. And I thought, oh, my God, I had no idea. This is why my soul is here. So I'm pretty patient. So I'm in a mystery. Okay, Sam, I'm in a mystery. Mm-hmm. And it started to unfold. And I had gotten messages from the Divine Spark, and I've been writing the book. And the book is going to be ending. It will be published sometime this year.
Wonderful.
And the book is really about reminding people who they are. And that's the reason I want to talk about freedom from human conditioning. Because we have been in a circle and never ending, and we don't know where how to get out. We don't have a door. So I really wanted to share with people what the human conditioning is from my own perspective and my own experiences. So first of all, what is the human condition? And it started, I want to take people back. They may not remember, but they see it through the eyes of babies.
Yeah.
Newborn babies, the innocence and the essence. And the only thing they knew before language is sensation. Mm-hmm. So when they cry, it's not because they know they're hungry. A sensation is occurring and they cry. And the adults will figure out. So,
Do we need food? Do we need our diaper change?
Absolutely.
Too hot, too cold.
Yes. And when we hear the sounds outside with the microwave or something, it startles them because there's an awareness of a sound. Okay. So that was our innocent days, and we came in clear all the past, clear why we're here. And so we're in this blank state of awareness. We're just aware. And so then comes a time when we begin to be taught who we are, what we are. We have a name, and we are a boy or a girl. We are a nationality, and we have all of that. And we begin to learn through the language. And before you know it, we start to believe that we are this person, this body.
Right.
And in that also, we are being conditioned about right and wrong.
Yes.
Good and bad.
Right. And depending on the culture you come from, what you're conditioning around right and wrong, good and bad are, could be vastly different depending on where you are in the
Absolutely.
World.
Absolutely. Now, another thing too, and if you are lucky to have lived in a grew up into a loving family, you only know right and wrong. You only know those. But most people, and I say it with deep compassion, have come in with difficult circumstances. Okay. Right. So we've learned about our biological self. And we now start to go out into the world, living as a person, and also based on human being wants connection. That's a primary thing. And if we're not
very social creatures,
yes. And if we didn't feel that we were acknowledged, and the thing is, our parents, most of them don't mean any harm, but they're heavily conditioned, and they're going to take us into their ways. So the child has that essence and the innocence of a multidimensional self, and this is just strange. But right.
and the parents have their conditioning from their parents, who got conditioning from their parents, that it goes back, you know, pretty
it's
far.
Very, yes. So some of us, we grew up, and we know we're smart. Children are incredible. People don't realize it. They know when their parents are pleased with them. Mm-hmm. They know that if they're bringing good grades, oh my gosh, they're pleased. And right. So what they do, they try to please their parents, because that's when they feel that there's a connection and there's love.
Right.
And then there is the opposite, when they are dismissed from not following what it is the parents want. So this is a process that goes on, not just in most people's environment. All right. So we go out into the world, this biological self, this belief self, and we start to see, and we see we're very sensitive. We know when we don't feel happy. We are looking for happiness.
Right.
We're looking for happiness. And we go out in many, many places. Oh, if I get good grades, you know, I'll be happy. And my parents will be just give me all the attention, loving attention. Right. If I get a good job that they feel they're proud of me, that is just an amazing thing. And if I find a relationship that they approve of, that'll be wonderful.
Right. If I live my life a certain way.
If I live my life by their way, I'll be happy.
Right.
And it never happens. So right. What do? We start to feel, some people get into depression. Some people get into anger. Some people get into a lot of uncomfortable, unhappy feelings. And many times they want to do something to distract themselves from that. So what do? They get into addictive behaviors.
Right.
And addictive behaviors is many ways. So
right. Could be your phone. It could be food. Could be sex.
Mind.
Could be anything.
That's drugs.
Drugs, yeah.
And unfortunately, many people get down into that rabbit hole. I was never able to to get out of that. So they're trapped in the conditioning. But some people get to the place of saying, there's something else here. Why am I here? Why was I born? Why am I on this planet? There must be something else more than all of this unhappy feeling that I'm feeling. They have hit the bottom line. They have gone where they feel they can't go any further. And but yet some people will die in that misery.
Right.
Some people. But there are some people who come with that, with this feeling of, you know, I want to know what the hell is going on with me. I want resolution. And sometimes we know that there's a guidance. We have guides. We have higher self. Mm-hmm. And we can't see those. But we know they're there. And there's support coming in many ways if we listen, if we step back and get out of the rat race.
Well, it's also our perspective, right? Because if we look at life, life is always testing us and life is happening to us and we're a victim to what's going on, then it makes it very difficult to notice and listen and see where what's actually happening for us. But when we have the mindset of life happens for us, and that's not, life isn't testing us, but we're learning to grow through adversity and all these things, then we're more empowered. Then we can actually take in the lessons and move forward in our lives.
Absolutely. In a wonderful way. And some people may go to a therapist, or some people may be drawn to meditation groups. Right. You know, the soul is a director and it puts you into many areas. They said, okay, now you're ready to know why you're here. Now you know that you've hit rock bottom and you can't go any further. I'm going to, you start to listen to that quiet voice. So we get to that place of freedom from human conditioning is possible. I really want the listeners to know that. Freedom from human conditioning is possible.
Okay, let's hold it there for a moment. We're going to take our next break, and then let's talk about how to get to that freedom. How do we unwind that human conditioning? Because it doesn't happen overnight, does it?
Oh, absolutely not.
Right. So it's a process. So let's just take this quick break and then we'll come.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Back and we'll talk all about that. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, with my guest Radha V. Ram, and we will be right back in just a moment.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. So Radhavi, in the last segment, we were talking about how we get our human conditioning. You know, in some ways, I almost call it like an indoctrination, right? We get it from the time we're small. We get it from our parents, from our classmates, from our teachers, and then our bosses and our friends. So we've got all this sort of conditioning around us that isn't necessarily in alignment with who and what we truly are deep inside.
We are carrying this program, like a long list of program of do's and don'ts and what. And so we're living this misled life. We're just going around in this duality. This is where the conditioning happened, the split of duality. Mm-hmm. So we're living as the false self, the conditioned self.
Right.
Whereas who we really are is there in the background, in this place that was never conditioned. It's not possible to be conditioned. And so there are different two ways we can do, either the direct path or the indirect path. And the indirect path, which is kind of what I would do, I really take people down into the root cause of what had happened to them. Works really, really powerfully well. Mm-hmm. Clearing out the imprints, because everything that has happened to us or with us aligned to the body, the good and the bad. Right. But coming back to the soul is here to learn, to grow, and evolve. Mm-hmm. And some people are lucky to get to that point. They say, I'm ready. I know there's more. I know there is more, and I want it, and I'm ready. But I want to tell everyone, all the listeners here, that whether you feel you're ready or not, what you really are is never something you have to figure out or to say, oh my God, I don't know where it is. It's right here. It's just that you have been distracted. So let's say, so we're going to go into the portal of remembering.
Okay.
And so I want to take you back to when you were a baby. Okay. You may not remember, but you will see it through the eyes of babies. You know, that's why a heart opens when we see little babies. You see it in their eyes. They are so innocent and alive. Oh my gosh. There are you feel they reflect, and this is really important for everybody to hear, that they reflect who you are. And I want to take a pause with that to let people sink in. You were never not that. All right. So we're going to go to where the baby, the innocence. Mm-hmm. In the innocence, All it is you're aware. That's all. Mm. You are aware of everything that happens around you. And you would not know what's happening around you if awareness was not present.
Mm.
So awareness is not what is happening to you. It's awareness is being aware of what's happening around you. But we take on these things and said, okay, it's because of me and I'm not good enough or something. But
well, that's when we start to create a story around.
Absolutely. And that's when the dualistic nature takes over and we become so addicted to the thinking and the beliefs. That's right. One of the addictions. To me, it's the biggest addiction. So we go back into awareness. We are aware of everything that is happening. And you would not know what's happening unless awareness is there. You're present to awareness. Awareness is present.
Right, right. So it's getting people to focus on what's present here.
Absolutely.
In this moment, not thinking about the future, the past, but where are we right here, right now?
Because if you just let go the mind and thinking and just be here as a baby didn't know anything, didn't have a language, the intelligence was not developed. It's just pure presence.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to go back there, take a pause time, audience, and just get to that place where your innocence and your presence was there. I met a little boy, 3-year-old, in the restaurant once, who told me, I'm talking to him because I love these innocent children. I'm talking to him because his mother was pregnant. And I said, are you wishing for a little boy or a girl? And he held his head down and he said, I have a brother. And the mother said to me, the dog is referring to the dog as his brother. And so I want people to pause and see, oh, there is an awareness. He couldn't distinguish the dog from him because everything he's aware of is coming from the presence of his being.
Right.
Okay, so in its presence, the tree would see, It's me. It's part of me. I don't have the language yet, but even if I have a language as a dog, I'm feeling that connection with it. Presence is showing me that everything is connected. There's no separation.
Right. But there is a difference. I mean, I do know people who've had that experience, who've been able to sort of touch spirit in a way where they can really feel in their body and their nervous system what it means to be one with the universe. What does it mean to really be one with everything around us? But for most people, that's a very hard place to get to because so much reinforces this idea of separateness.
It's a very difficult place, but right here, I'm planting a seed of awareness so people can know that if they are the purity of oneness and it exists. It's not something you have to work for. Mm-hmm. Or what you have to, it's just unveil the path. Unveil the dualistic nature, unveil the feelings you had or what they told you you were, and you believed it. And the most difficult part is when you are told unpleasant things, the most difficult part is what you believe you are from what they said. It's a different thing.
Right.
What you believe you are, and that sticks to you. And so I want people to know that that is a belief. That's what they think they are. But awareness is aware. And I want to say that the awareness is that essence of your being. It's the essence of your being, and this is the book that has been written with the messages that I got, and my divine spark, which is what they told me they are, because I didn't know the word before. I'm embarrassed to say. They said, "We are not wounded children. We are divine sparks." And so I was told I'm to read something from that. How much time do we have?
We got about 3-4 minutes.
Okay. That's why I was rushed. I was
okay.
You know, concise things. And so I thought I'd pick up something here. There's so many things. So I will read this piece. It said, "You see, we are a spark, source of consciousness that is necessary to be released from the bondage of emotional pain. We have much to remind the adults about simple love. The spark, us, has a direct link to God, spirit, whatever adults choose to call source." And so that's who we are. And this is the awareness, is the presence of the divine spark.
Right. But again, that emotional pain that you mentioned that keeps us from that awareness, that's not something we can ignore. Like, that's not just something we put away. We actually have to go through it and unwind it, because it's held in the body, right?
Absolutely.
It's held in the nervous system. So as much as we can say, "Oh, I'm a divine spark," if I'm anxious and nervous and I have PTSD from this emotional pain.
Right. And this was not a therapy to emotionally release them, but they needed to understand, they needed to be released from the bondage of the emotional pain that traps them. Find a therapist, find a conscious therapist, and my humble thing would say, not a traditional therapist, because traditional therapists only speak about talk therapy.
Right.
It's about clearing the emotions.
Right. And there are a lot of body-centered therapies now that are becoming very, very popular. Like my wife, who's a psychotherapist, she does EMDR. Somatic.
That's the kind of therapist you need.
Yes, that's the kind of person you want. Yes. And now she's integrating ketamine into her psychotherapy practice and meeting many other therapists who are doing the same, because people are realizing that, like, just talking about your issues isn't going to work them out. You need something more active.
Not going to work. More physical. Not going to work.
Yeah. But okay, Radhavi, it's time for us to take our last break of the show, and then we're going to come back. And we have about 10 minutes to kind of wrap things up.
All right, good.
All right. Okay. And then I'll have you give out your contact information for anyone who wants to get a hold of you. Okay.
Very good.
Real quick before we go to break, what's the title of your book going to be? Have you decided?
Oh, no, but I think it's going to be Rebirth of Who You Are, the Divine Spark.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Our guest this hour has been Radhavi Ram, a spiritual teacher and healer, and we will be right back in just a moment.
Hey, everybody. It's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So Radhavi, we're this divine spark bumping around in this body on a planet in this physical universe. We've experienced emotional pain. Our bodies, our physical bodies of holding on to this emotional pain. How do we unwind that? Okay, maybe we work with a therapist. Maybe we do different things. But how do we cultivate and enhance our experience of life to really tune into that divine spark within us?
First of all, we all have gone through hard knocks. And to really pause and look, everything I've tried out there didn't work. I'm looking for happiness and it's just temporary. And I look at my life, where has it taken me? Where have I gone? And in my personal experience, Sam, the egoic mind, what's sort of important to show you the contrast? Contrast really, really is good. So in my experience, I remember when I started to go through my own self-healing or healing, and it's important to the listeners to know you got to get it out of your system. I start to go over to this path where I got to my soul, and this was years ago, and I had no idea how to articulate that, but I had the experience. And my soul now, okay, you have been separated from me a long time because you needed to go through the trauma and the wounding that you went through. And when I got there, I was more in contact with my soul. And the gifts that I came into this lifetime with, which my medicine bag, we all have come with gifts, but we have to get to that path to find it. The gifts are a reminder of your soul's agreement. Why are you here? Those gifts is not for something, a scientific thing, and you're not a science. It's gifts that you have come with, that you have experienced before. Why you're here. And so I recognize that my gift was to take my clients exactly through what I went through, because that's when I started to understand about the human conditioning years ago. And now I'm coming out, as I said, I took a pause. I'm coming out now for the first time in a podcast, because I've done many, to talk about the book, because it was time to express my guidance. It was time to express about what we are. We are not a who, what we are. This body is our sacred temple. And the soul is here to learn, grow, and evolve. And it's not the body that we look at and you look in the mirror and say, I hate how I look, or I'm getting old. It has nothing to do with that. Right. The soul is here on a path and on a mission and for growth and evolution. And it has never been hurt by any experiences that the body had. Never. the divine spark is a pure essence of love. That is what we are. And I really want people to realize you don't feel love. It's not, oh, I love this person, or I love this, but I don't like that. It's okay, you can say that, but that's not what you are. You are love. And in that place, there is an awareness that you are part of everything, everything that's created. That's consciousness.
Yes. Yes, my guest last week, actually.
And that's what the divine...
Go ahead.
So
my guest last week had described an experience where she had been locked up and abused for like the first 20 years of her life. But when she was 15 years old, she actually had this experience of feeling her soul, of feeling her essence. And so when she had that experience, she knew she was going to get out. She knew that they could do whatever to her body, but nobody could touch her soul.
There we go. Exactly. Exactly. Because this is the sacred temple that houses your beingness that can never be abused. It's the light of the mother, father. It's part of that. And we're all, when I look at people now in my life, I look beyond their physical, because I know in there, there's something that we're all part of. That essence, that spark from the one flame of the divine. And that's why we're in oneness.
So what would you say to people who look around at all the problems in the world, the division that we have more than ever, disease, economic uncertainty, you know, in their day-to-day life, a lot of people are struggling.
I know.
How do they reconnect to that divine piece of themselves so that maybe that struggle can be just a little less?
When you start to realize that you're not the conditioned self, this is what is causing all of that, the dualistic nature, the me against you, because in the egoic state, it's all about me. I have a need and I'm going after that. It's all about me. And then everybody else is secondary. And that's what's creating this chaos. But we are coming to a place where there's a change. I can feel it. I can feel that change. I mean, I'm not saying everybody is going to feel it, but know that in the chaos, there's a breaking that's occurring. And it has to break free for it to change into a whole new paradigm. It's just an intelligent, conscious logic. It has to get to the point where it can't get any further. Just like a human being say, I can't go any further. I need help. Something is wrong. And then this is why it's getting so horrible. It's coming to that place of chaos and breaking. And
so it's kind of
that what we do.
So it's kind of that old adage that it's darkest before the dawn.
Yes. And what we do, those of us who understand that, send the light, let our spark go out there. To the spark of others who are suffering. Remember, you are not the physical body. Just send it out, because energy goes wherever we direct it, and so we move into that place of such the spark that you are. I'm connecting with you and know that you are alive. And when we do that, we are helping. We are helping the other collective, because we're part of that collective. And I really mean that. I say that because I really do that and I feel that.
We only have a couple of minutes left. I'm just curious, is there anything you do on a daily basis that helps to recenter you and refocus you and re-presence you to the moment?
Every morning when I wake up, I feel gratitude. Mm. I look around and I see nature in front of me, and I say, I'm so grateful for everything that I see. I'm so grateful for my life. I really am. So life doesn't come at me anymore, comes through me. And in the night, when I go to bed, before I close my eyes, I said, what is it I'm grateful for today? What happened?
Mm.
The tiniest thing that many times we overlook can be the greatest feeling of gratitude. And it's simple. So I would suggest that people do that.
Right. Well, Gladys,
I'm
so grateful for you to taking the time for coming on my show today. Unfortunately, we're out of time. If you would, just before we sign off, let people know how they can get in touch with you. What's your website? How would you like people to find you?
Okay, thank you. My website is very simple. It's radavi.net.
Mm-hmm. And how do you spell that?
If they know how to spell my name, my name is RADAVIE, radavi.net. And I offer a 20-minute complimentary guidance. People sign up for it. I'm so happy to help people. My whole passion is to serve, to see us all get to that place of understanding and shifting away from the conditioning years. That's my passion.
Wonderful. Well, Radavi, thank you so, so much. I hope to see you again when I make it back down to Asheville. Don't know when yet, but I'm sure I'll be there again. So thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you very much. And I really appreciate being here. And if there's one person who this made sense to, I'm grateful. Yeah. I'm planting a seed. So people who are suffering can understand that there is freedom from the conditioning life.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. And of course, thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in every week. I so appreciate you. And of course, don't forget, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc. And we're on all the major podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio. Wherever you like to listen to podcasts, you can find us. So make sure to look for the Conscious Consultant Hour. Thank you all for tuning in. We will talk to you all next week.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
In a
post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.